See, what Brother George said a while ago, and the whole service is going pretty much toward what's on my heart, Brother George.
Yeah.
What I feel like God has put on my heart. If you want to follow along, turn to 1 Samuel chapter 30. And we'll start about the 6th verse. Keep the Lord on your mind tonight. I feel, Brother Earl, I was praying and Monday and asking God about a message, and I just, for quite a while now, Brother George, though, I've had this feeling in my spirit. I've had this uneasiness in my spirit, a burden, I guess you would say, more of a burden, a heaviness in my spirit. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I haven't done anything to anybody that I know of for others to be acting like they are, like they do toward me at times. And I said, Lord, I haven't done nothing to anybody that I know of.
Come on.
And I just felt real burdened about it, Brother George. And I felt the Lord speak to my spirit. And he said that the body of Christ, there is a spirit, amen, of discouragement.
Bless Lord.
That's trying to infiltrate the body of Christ.
Yes.
You say, well, I don't know. I don't think they are. Look around, people.
Oh, yes.
Look around.
Right.
Look around. My. There's discouragement on every hand.
Right.
Brother George, like you said a while ago, everything, it's definitely pointing to the end of times. Things are pointing. A lot of people discouraged.
Yes.
I'm talking about not just sinner people, but I'm talking about God's people.
Right.
There is a spirit of discouragement, amen, that's trying to sweep over the body of Christ. And that's what I felt in my spirit. And well, I'm just going to read a few verses right here in 1 Samuel 30 and 8, or 30 and 6. We'll start with 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them without fail, recover all.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a familiar story. Those Bible readers, those of us that knows anything about the story, how David, the distress that he was in. But David's journey here at Ziklag started just a little before that, and things seem to be going pretty good. If you read the few chapters before this chapter come along, things just seem to be going fairly good for David. Things seem to be kind of calm. He was fighting these battles.
Yeah.
He was getting his victories. Amen. He was pleasing the king, this king of the Philistines. He was pleasing him. He gave him the city Ziklag to dwell in, him and his men and his families. He said, you can dwell here in this land. It seemed like things started working out for him, Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
Because he'd been on the run for quite a while from Saul. Been on the run, Brother George, and it seemed like all of a sudden now things started to seem like they was starting to go pretty good for him. Until this day.
Yeah.
Until this day, when David was out fighting, battling him and his men, coming back from it. And they find out that they saw the smoke probably in the distance of rolling, saying something's on fire, something's a burning.
Yeah.
The enemy come in, amen, and burned Ziklag.
Right.
Took everything that David had, all his men had, took their families, took their kids, took their wives, took it all. He lost everything.
Yes.
And David found himself, amen, in a little bit of trouble here, a little bit of hot water. The men didn't like it.
No.
No doubt. They didn't like it. They too had lost everything, Brother Charlie. So David finds out there that they're gone. And the Bible says that, and David was greatly distressed.
Bless him, Lord.
He was greatly distressed.
Come on, brother.
Ready to give up. Ready to call it quits.
Yeah.
I believe David is at a point and say, my men's wanting to kill me. Everything just took a turn for the worse. Amen. He was greatly distressed.
Yes.
Ready to give up. I'm going to title this tonight, the Lord will help me, this message. Where is the piccolo? And you're going to wonder why I named it that. Why I titled this, Where is the Piccolo? You'll find out here in just a minute.
Come on.
You'll find out here in just a minute. What is the root of discouragement? The verb discourage has roots in the French word discourager, which comes from dis, meaning away, and courage. So when you discourage someone, you think of it as you're taking his courage away.
Yeah.
Or his enthusiasm away.
Amen.
And if that ain't what the devil's doing today, Brother George, amen, we're blind. We can't see, amen, how the devil's trying to take the courage away from God's people. How the devil's come in, amen, and trying to filtrate God's people in the house of God.
Yes.
And in their everyday walk.
Man.
Trying to take away their enthusiasm to do something for God.
Right.
Hey, we started, like Brother George said, it seemed like things was going pretty good there for a while. And it seemed like little by little, the devil hammered away. And now we're back down to where it was. It seems like, Brother Tommy, like it happened 2 years ago when all this sickness, everything started.
Right.
Seems like we're back down to that position.
Come on, brother.
Yes, Lord. But can I tell you something?
Come on.
You got to encourage yourself in the
right.
Lord.
That's right.
The Bible says that David took the ephod and he put on the ephod. Now, I don't know if he put it on or not, but he took it. And it's for the priest to put on, but I'm the way it reads, I'm made to believe that David put on the ephod. You know what? We got to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to come up out of this mud of grubs. We want, amen, defeat the enemy from discouraging us and keeping us down and keeping us from doing God's word. We've got to put on Jesus. We've got to put on. I believe that David put on the ephod that day and he inquired of the Lord. He began to pray. He began to seek the face of God.
Amen.
Lord, what do I do?
Come on.
My men's wanting to kill me.
Come on.
Things is taking a bad turn.
Yes, Lord.
What do I do, Lord?
Glory be to God.
Shall I pursue? God says, pursue, David.
Yes.
Shall I recover? Without fail, David, you'll recover it all. And see, that's the key, church. We can't give up. We can't give in. We can't give up, Brother George, just because we're a little bit down and just because somebody may have said something, amen, that discourages a little. We can't give up, church. I've come too far now to give up now. I've come too many mountains, amen, that I had to cross. Too many rivers I had to cross.
Come on.
Come a long way, Brother George, to give up now. Lord, God's brought me a long way and done so much for me to give up now. David, what, you ain't about to give up, are you? No, I'm not about to give up. No, my men forsakes me. No, my men don't want me. I'm not giving up. God brought me through defeating the giant. God brought me through the bear and through the lion. And I defeated every one of them. I ain't about to give up now.
Come on.
A determination.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
The Bible says there was a time when Moses was bringing the children of Israel out of Egypt and into the wilderness.
Yeah,
they come to a place where they had no water.
Glory.
And the children of Israel begin to rail on Moses.
Right.
And it stressed Moses out. Mm-hmm. It taken his courage from him.
Yeah.
So he calls and cries out to God. Church, that's our only hope. It's a call out to God, and it's no time to give up now. No time to be discouraged.
Glory to God. Amen. Come on, brother.
No time, Brother George.
Come on.
There's no time. We're about out of time, church. The church is about ready to go home. We're about out of time. Ain't no need in getting discouraged now. Ain't no need in giving up now.
Amen.
My.
Yes, Lord.
I want to read you a story.
Bless you, Lord.
I want to read you a story here. Tell you about a story. About the piccolo.
Yeah.
Where's the piccolo?
Yeah.
And by now, you know what a piccolo is, right? People, you know, it's a musical instrument.
Yeah.
It's smaller. A little bit bigger than flute. Smaller than a clarinet. And it's in that family. But where's the piccolo? At certain times in life, we may feel insignificant and useless. Surrounded by people with a greater talent than ours, we are tempted in our weak moments just to settle back and let somebody else do the work. We reason that what we have to offer won't make much of a difference anyway.
Come on, brother. Come on, come on.
You ever heard that?
Yeah.
Has the enemy ever whispered that to you? I've heard it before.
Yes.
We forget the truth suggested by our Lord with the 5 loaves and small fishes. What he did with just very little. Now, each of us has something important to offer in the Lord's service. There was a man by the name of Sir Michael Costa. He was conducting a rehearsal in which the orchestra, he was the conductor, which the orchestra was joined by halfway through the session, with trumpets blaring, drums rolling, and violins singing their rich melody. The piccolo player muttered to himself, "What good am I doing? I might just as well not be playing at all." You ever been there?
Oh, yeah.
Devil gets you discouraged. I might as well not be preaching at all. I might as well not be teaching at all. I might as well not be going to God's house at all on Sundays. I might as well not be standing up testifying for the Lord. I might as well not be getting up and getting singing for the Lord. I might as well not be doing it.
Amen.
Have you heard it? I've been there.
Bless him, Lord.
Jesus.
Nobody can hear me anyway. Ain't nobody cares. The piccolo player got discouraged, didn't he?
Yeah.
So he kept the instrument to his mouth, but he made no sound. He was going through the motions, Brother George. In the story, he was going through the motions, but he wasn't making no sound. He figured nobody would notice. Ain't nobody hearing me in no way. Ain't nobody paying attention to this little old piccolo. Ain't nobody hearing it. I'll just go through the motions of it and make them think, amen, that I'm playing. But I ain't doing nothing. I'm just going through the motions.
Come on.
Uh-huh. He said, but he would make no sound with that. And within moments, the conductor cried, "Stop! Stop! Where's the piccolo?" It was missed by the ear of the most important one of them all, the conductor. God, you're crying, "Stop! Where's the piccolo?" The only ear that can hear it through all of the noise, through all of the clatter, through all of everything that was going on in the orchestra. Only one could hear that whether or not the piccolo was playing or not, Brother Charlie, and that was the conductor. And God in our lives, church, God's a hollering, "Stop! Where's my piccolo? I've given you the talent to play. Why aren't you playing?" You're thinking, "God, how do you know, Lord, that I'm not playing? How is it that you hear me and nobody else does?"
Man, that's right. Come on, brother.
Come on.
Hallelujah be to God. You're right.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord.
His plan was missed by the only ear that was important.
Right.
God's ear.
Right.
When we give up, church, and we pull back and we let down on doing what God has called us to do, giving us something to do, giving us a testimony, have you pulled back from it? God knows it.
Man.
The conductor hears it. The conductor knows it's not being played.
You're right, brother. Come on.
It doesn't matter what everybody else thinks.
That's right.
It doesn't matter if they can hear you or not, Brother George. It doesn't matter if anybody hears me or not. It makes no difference. Only if God knows. Only if God hears, and only if God approves. It don't make a bit of difference, amen, what you think about the piccolo. God knows.
Yes.
God hears it.
Yes. Glory to God.
People cry, Brother Charlie. Things are said and things are done to discourage people. And Satan loves to ride on that stuff. You know what, we as children of God, we got to be careful of what we say and what we do to people. Sometimes people's going through things, and sometimes our words, Brother Tommy, can just discourage someone.
Yeah. Lord.
It's much the same way with the use of our abilities of the Lord, for the Lord. Whether our talent is great or small, the performance isn't complete until we do our best with what we have. The orchestra is not over. It's not done until we give it our best with what we got. Church, there's no time to give up now. There's no time to give up now. There's so much discouragement, amen, in the church world today. People saying things, people doing things, discouraging. Bringing people down.
Have your way, blessed
Lord. The Master needs what you have to offer.
Yes, He does.
No matter what you think small, His work on earth is done through His children. So give Him your best. Give Him your all.
Right.
In God's eyes, it's a great thing to do a little thing well. If you got something small to do, do it well. Don't worry about what anybody else thinks about it. God called you to do something. Don't worry about what anybody else says about it. It makes no difference what they say or what they think. It only makes a difference to the conductor. He's the one, amen, that you got to answer to. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about what you're doing. If you're doing what God says, do it well. Do it with all your might. Do it with all your strength. Don't give up. There's no time to get discouraged. Usually those that the ones that are complaining about it and criticizing are the ones that you can't never satisfy no way.
Right. Yes, Lord.
The ones that are doing all the complaining, Brother Tommy, are the ones that you just can't please no matter what you do. So why worry about it? Lord, should I pursue? Pursue.
Yes, Lord.
Will I overcome? You shall overcome. You without fail, you will recover it all. Praise God. Church, I don't plan on giving up. I don't plan on cashing it in. I don't plan on sitting back and letting somebody else do it if I'm able to do it.
That's right. Come on,
brother. Amen. Made up my mind, Brother George.
Come on.
It don't make a difference. It don't make a difference to me whether they like to hear me or not.
Come on.
If they don't, I'll pack it up and take it down the road where somebody does. But the work of God's got to go on.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
The work of God's got to go on.
Right.
Amen.
Come on.
Now, there's a spirit, like I said, I felt Monday when I was praying, I felt God speak to me. The Spirit spoke to me and said that there is a spirit of discouragement. And what's sad is that it hurts most when it comes from the family of God.
Yeah.
It hurts the most, Brother George.
Yeah.
I was Saturday, I went to see a guy. And I talked to him. We talked for probably 2.5 hours. And it was pretty cold out. I was outside. We was outside talking, standing, talking. He was doing his thing, Brother Tommy, and I was talking with him. And he looks at me and he says, "Brother," he says, "I have given up teaching the Word of God." I said, "Why? Why? Why would you give up teaching God's Word? That's what you're called to do, right?" "Yeah. Yeah, it is. But I give it up." He got discouraged, Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
He told me the story. Things that was said, things that was done in the church that discouraged him. And he was a good teacher. Or he is a good teacher. But he decided, Brother Earl, he couldn't do it no more. He couldn't take it. All of the discouragement. He couldn't take the criticism. He couldn't take the discouragement. Brother George, I made up my mind a long time ago. I'm gonna go for God. I don't care if it does hair lift the devil. It don't make me no difference. I don't care who hair lifts, Brother Earl. I got to do what God's got. Church, we ain't got much time left. We ain't got much time left, and we're going to be out of here, Brother Charlie. We're headed home. We're headed to a better place. People's getting discouraged, though. He give up teaching the Word of God. It broke my heart. People's giving up on God.
Yep.
Everywhere. They're giving up on God. They're giving up on God's house. They're giving up on God in their callings. They're giving up on God.
It's the truth. Blessed be God.
Lord help us. Let me ask you this. You gonna be like Naaman? Would you like to be like Naaman? He had a determination.
Yeah, he did.
He was gonna build that wall regardless. He didn't care what Sanballat and his buddy thought about him. Didn't care about him. He didn't care what they thought.
No.
They said, well, if Fox falls against that thing, it'll take it down. Oh, yeah, that's a pretty sorry building right there. But you know what? Words of discouragement. Words of discouragement. And that's something I don't want to do, Brother Earl, or be in the house of God, is somebody that discourages somebody from doing something for God.
Right.
I don't want to be that one that does that.
Phew.
I'll say, you got something to do for God, do it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it with all your might.
That's right. Come on, brother.
Thank do
you.
It.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Praise God.
Seeing a long message. Sister Mary, come on up and get some song ready. Church, there's no time to be discouraged now. There is no time to be discouraged now. Put on Jesus.
Yes.
Put on Jesus. Amen. It'll get you through it. It'll pick you up. You know, there's so many people, Brother Charlie, that's giving up right now. And you know what? They may never, ever lighten the house of God again. Lighten his doorsteps. When I was praying Monday, I just felt so heavily burdened for the church world, the body of Christ.
Yes.
Discouragement.
No.
We're being discouraged on every hand. Every which way we turn, the enemy's trying to discourage us on every hand. We don't have to be discouraged, church.
That's right.
We don't have to be discouraged. We don't have to go that way. Nehemiah, you coming down off the wall? I ain't coming down off the wall. I got a job to do. I got a wall to build.
Right.
So I'll put my tool in one hand and my weapon in the other hand, and we'll fight, amen, with one hand and build with the other. If that's what it takes, I ain't coming down off the wall until the job's done. Until the conductor says, amen, it's finished and it's done. Until the conductor hears and says that it's all right. I don't care what you think about it. I don't care what you feel about it. All I care about it is how does God feel about it.
Right.
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord.
That's all I care about.
Glory to God.
How does God feel about it?
That's right. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, blessed God.
I'm going to close this out. It's a long message. Listen to me. What about the piccolo? Is God asking that? What about the piccolo? He thinks the conductor didn't hear him. He's just going through the motions. Brother Charlie, we got a church full of people that just goes through motions.
Praise be to God.
They just go through the motions. And God's saying, where's the pillow? It doesn't matter. Nobody else hears it. Nobody else pays attention. The conductor hears it. The conductor knows it. He hears every little note. He knows every song that's played. And he knows every instrument, amen. When it's time for them to key up, he knows every instrument that plays in that orchestra.
He wants to hear it.
And he definitely wants to hear it. He didn't give it to us just to lay it down. He didn't give us a talent to lay it down. He didn't give us a calling just to walk away from it. He was being discouraged. It's a time to put on Jesus. It's a time to stand strong. It's a time to say, you know what? I don't care what you think about it. You're listening to all the noise that's going on around you. You're listening to all the discouraging words and actions that's going on around you. I've never seen so much discouragement that's come to the church like I had in the last 2 years. Where's the pickle? They're not in the seats anymore. They're not playing that anymore. It's going silent. Nobody will ever know. Nobody cares. Nobody ever knows. They don't hear nobody. There's too much chatter going on. There's too much stuff going on. Too much distraction going on. They'll never hear me. They won't know. I'll just go through the motions. Let it go again. Oh, Lord. God hears it. He hears whether or not you're playing it or not. He hears that very note, amen, that when it's supposed to be keyed up on, He hears whether that note's going to come through or not. And if it doesn't come through, He's going to wonder, where's my pickup player? I read that story, Brother Tom, and I thought, how fitting. He just figured, you know, he'd put it to his mouth. Nobody cares anyway. Nobody hears it anyhow. I've been there before, church. I've had those thoughts before. And if you haven't, you're a much better man than I am, a much better Christian than I am. If Satan hasn't bombarded your mind and put those thoughts in your mind, nobody really cares about the church. Thank you. You know how crucial it is and how important it is to keep a church, amen, that doesn't have its little clicks here, 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 and here. All like this. You know how many people gets hurt because of those things? You know how many people, I mean, gets discouraged because of that? It's wrong. It's wrong. God doesn't want His people like that. God wants us all together, Brother Tommy, in one mind, one accord, loving one another, and not picking out who we want to hear, who we don't want to hear. Brother George, you got a song, I say sing it.
Sing it.
Sing it. Sing it loud. Sing along. Sing it anointed. Sing it for the conductor. Brother Jonathan, you got a drum to play? Play it loud. Play it long. Play it. Play it for the Lord. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. Tell me you got a testimony. Tell about it. Woo. Love to hear it. I love to hear your testimony, how God brought you out, how God saved you. It never gets old. It never gets old. Sister Mary, it never gets old when you tell how God healed you when you was dying, bleeding to death in the hospital. What, you 14, 15? 15? It never gets old here in that church. But the enemy will come along and say, they don't want to hear that again. Nobody cares about that again. Nobody wants it again. But I say, tell it. Tell it loud. Tell it proud what God has done for you. And don't let the enemy discourage you. Tell it.
Yes.
Wait. Tell it. Sing it. Write it. Don't let the noise on the outside discourage you. Because that's all it is noise. There's a spirit of discouragement sweeping across the body of Christ. We're being discouraged in a lot of different ways. We're being discouraged, brother, in a lot of different ways. I've been discouraged recently. I see, like, every time I turn around, Brother Charlie, some kind of sickness was. Something was going on with me. It wasn't heart attack. If it wasn't strokes, it was heart attacks. If it wasn't heart attacks, it was stents put in. And then it was COVID. And then it was just seeing that one thing after another. It was sick here, sick there, sick here, sick there. And then today, amen, I thought I was going to get a jesse on for my back. And he made it worse. And I ended up just about hobbling to church. So I'm going. I'm done with the sickness. I'm done with the tired of the aches and the pain. I'm done with it, Brother Tommy. I'm going on for God. There's a work that's got to be done. And how am I going to do it if all I do is lay around, amen, and not do anything for God?
Right.
Idle hands. If we don't do something for God, you know what's going to happen? If God's got a calling on your life, you're going to look down. See what's going on in life. And then when you look up, by the time you look up, 20 years will be gone. God told you to do it 20 years ago. When you look down, when you look up, you're 20 years later and still ain't got it done. Still ain't got it done, Brother Tommy. There's a message, amen, of 20 years ago it should have been preached. Still ain't got done. We've gotten discouraged, Brother George, and we've given up. And before you know it, 20 years have gone by. Things that we're supposed to be doing for God. But you know what? It can start tonight. You can get right back on that and start tonight what God called you to do 20 years ago. Pray. Put the ephod on. Put Jesus on. And pray. Time goes by so fast, church. And now we're at the end of it, Brother Earl. If I had to look away now, Brother Tommy, and turn my back on what God's called me to do, I ain't got 20 years for it to catch me anymore. I'm sorry. That's what I believe. My personal belief. I ain't got 20 years to look away and then it's there again. We got the 20 years. Time's here. Time's here, church. Don't be discouraged. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. Call up on the Lord while He's near, while He can be found. I come to the conclusion, Brother Tommy, that all these signs that the Lord spoke of in Matthew 24, all these things is coming to pass. Wars, rumors, wars. I thought we were getting ready to go into World War III here. In fact, we still may still end up lead that way. It may lead into that. I don't know what's going to happen. But the signs are pointing right to it. There's a finger from every direction pointing to the return of Jesus Christ. There's a finger from every direction pointing to the return of the Lord. We ain't got time no more, church. If we're cold in our soul because we've given up and God, we got discouraged, church, you can get right back there tonight. You can get that fire back tonight. You can get that desire back tonight. You can get it back, church. You don't have to be discouraged. You don't have to be down and out. You say, well, it's too late. Not yet, it's not. The church is still here. It's not too late yet. Brother George, we ain't gone yet, but we're getting ready to. Now's the time to get in. Now's the time to press on. Now's the time to encourage yourself in the Lord. Now's the time, church. Because honestly, Brother George, we ain't got another 20 years. We ain't got another 20 years. I didn't know. For the church, I believe we're going to be gone soon. Too many things is going on. Too many things is happening. Escalating. Lightning speed. Just like Jesus said it would in the last days. And people's letting themselves get discouraged. There's no need to get discouraged, church. We're going to have these troubles and trials. The Lord said we would. How many wants to keep on for Jesus? How many wants to keep on for Jesus? I don't want to give up. I don't want to slack off. I don't want to say, well, nobody appreciates it. Nobody hears me anyway, so it doesn't matter. I don't want to be that one. I don't want to say that. It doesn't matter what they say, Brother Tommy. What matters is that the conductor hears me. What matters, amen, is if my conductor hears everything that I can see that I do for him. That's all that matters. Because when he sees it, if we're given, like I said there a while ago, when we're taking something small, do it well. Do it best. God will hear it. And God will use it, amen, in His orchestra. Piccolo's just a little old instrument. But to God, He knows. He knows if it's being played or not. He hears every instrument in the band. He sees every instrument in the band. He knows every single one.
Thank you, Lord.
Are you willing to finish the work that you started for God? Are you willing to finish it? I'm willing to finish it. There's coming a payday, Brother George. I'm willing to finish it. I'm willing to go on with it. I'm willing to press on. Amen?
Yes.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank
you, Lord. David, go after it. Recover. It's going to be a battle, David. I ain't kidding you. I ain't going to stand here and kid with you about it. It's going to be a battle, David. Are you willing to fight for it? Are you willing, amen, to stand up and fight for what the enemy has taken from you? For what you... Church, you can have it back tonight. You can have that courage back tonight. Right now. You can have that courage back. You can have it back. We're going to get into these altars here and pray. Oh, God. The enemy's trying to discourage somebody. A lot of God's people. Brother George, through sickness, through family, through our churches, through everything that he's able to, Brother Tommy, the enemy's trying to discourage. He's trying to take away our courage. He's trying to take away your ability, your desire. He's trying to take away that zeal, amen, that causes you to stand up and face the giant. That causes you to stand up and face the bear. That causes you to stand up and face the lion. He's trying to take that from you, church. Don't let him do it. People giving up, brother. And now, sure, is no time giving up. No time letting down. No time. Well, George, it broke my heart to hear this. The man tell me that. He said, I ain't teaching anymore, brother. Why? Well, I got discouraged, I guess. Church, there's nothing worth giving up the work of God for. Nothing worth it. Nothing worth it. He's brought me a long way, Brother Tommy.
Yes, he has.
For me to give up and say, I'll not play again, I'll not teach again, I'll not pray. You know what? Those kids are so precious to me. How could I give it up? How could I not teach? How could I not preach? How could I not play music? How could I not sing? How could I not, amen, be a witness for God? How
yes.
could I not?
Amen.
How could I not? Don't give up, church.
Glory be to God.
As the old saying is, they're dropping like flies. The people's giving up left and right.
Yeah.
Left and right. So discouraged. There's no use. There's no use, they're saying. That's what the enemy's telling them. There's no use.
That's right.
The devil's a liar.
Yes, he is.
Yes,
he is.
He's a liar, church.
Right.
Amen. Let's all get in and solve her here. Okay. Let's ask God to move. Move upon our lives. Touch the hearts of our brothers and sisters. Encourage him. Church, encourage a brother and sister.
Father, Master, Lord God.
Life is a privilege, a trouble.
I don't want to miss this.
Sometimes I wonder if dreams are at all. The body is important, and maybe
in you. message.